Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Gilmore, who's the show director for Surfaces. Amy, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Surfaces is next week in Vegas, and I thought it might be good to do this interview so that, you know, we could highlight a couple things and people kind of know what to expect when they get there. It's different this year. Everybody knows it's a week earlier because we're all scrambling to get things done before we take off. And the reason that it was moved is because Surfaces is part of a multi-show event called Design and Construction Week, right?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I know there's the NAHB's there, the Kitchen and Bath Show's there. I think at the same time, still the World Market's going on. There's some kind of a universal pass, isn't there?
That's correct. What it is it's 1 week, five shows, over 125,000 attendees all in the city in the same week. Different buildings, so Las Vegas Market, as we know, they have their own facility that their show will be taking place in. Mm-hmm. Kibbes, IBS, and the International Window Covering Expo, that will be taking place at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So different locations, same week, and what we will be doing is running shuttles between all of the facilities, making it very easy for the attendees to get from one show to another. The Builder Show and the Kitchen and Bath Show, they do start a day earlier than we do, and then we open on Wednesday. So you are able to have time to see all of the shows if you would like.
Now, you say you open on Wednesday. That's actually the exhibit space, but you actually have some education going on Tuesday, right?
That's correct. We do have a full day of education on Tuesday, and the show floor opens on Wednesday.
Okay, so it's next week, January 20th to the 23rd at the Mandalay Bay. Now, these other areas, I mean, it's a long way to the Las Vegas Convention Center and to the World Market, so it almost forms a triangle, doesn't it?
That's what makes it easy because we are all overlapping days. We're not the exact same time pattern, so we do want to make it easier for everybody to get around from one show to the next.
Now, one question one might wonder is if, you know, cause there's some overlap. You've got companies that are in flooring. That did you lose any exhibitors who wanted to go perhaps and be at the different show, or are your bookings looking good this year?
Bookings are looking great. We did not see any slippage. Mm-hmm. In fact, some exhibitors may have decided to take advantage and book space in the other event because, while yes, they are at the same time in the same city, you are going to see a different audience at each event. So some exhibitors did take advantage and have two booths, but we did not see any fallout of any of our exhibitors. They know where they need to be and the audience they need to see.
Okay, and there is a universal pass that you can get one pass and works at all shows, right?
Correct. What you can do is you can buy the three-show pass when you're in our registration system, and that will allow you to go over to Las Vegas Market or the Kitchen and Bath and the Builder Show and get into all of those.
Okay. So let's talk about expectations. You say that the exhibit hall space is about as big as last year, or is it bigger? And then and tell me about bookings. How are you feeling as far as visitors? Is it going to be good?
It is. Right now, our exhibit space, we're up overall in the size of the show as well as our exhibiting company. So both of those numbers are consistent and above what they were at this point last year in our final show. And attendance-wise, we are looking good. And whenever you start to sit and think about the other shows that are in town and the amount of volume that does attend the Builder Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show, and the Window Coverings Expo, having those in addition to the ones that we normally have, it's going to be definitely an increase from what we've seen the last few years.
You know, I just was at the CCA Global group of shows in Washington, and I got to tell you, you know, a big part of your audience are these retailers, and they're very upbeat, I can tell you, so it should be a good show.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and we have a lot of new things for them to come to the show and take a look at.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, the things not to miss. I know you have your education, basically 4 days is packed of education. You have different tracks. Mention a couple of the things that people might want to make sure not to miss there.
Our education program, as you mentioned, does begin on Tuesday, and we did add in some different educational classes, one being social media. We do have some social media workshops because that is one thing that's out there in the business world that's taking off, and it's hard to wrap your head around sometimes. So we do have some courses there. We have a social media lounge that's actually taking place in. So rather than just being lectured to, you can see exactly how to learn to do the social media.
Well, I noticed as part of that, you have a little something on house, don't you?
We do. They came to our Miami event, and they're going to come to Las Vegas. they have a booth on the show floor. It's right next to the social media lounge, but they will also be conducting some educational classes within our education program.
Well, we continue to sponsor, I know, a couple things. Floor Focus, we're going to continue to sponsor Designer Day, and I believe there's a tour of a house off-premises as part of that.
Yes, we have the New American Home, and that is an off-site tour that our attendees can take part in, as well as, for the first time, we're doing attendee orientations every morning. So if somebody either hasn't been to the show, they want to make sure that they aren't missing anything each day, every morning at 9:30 in our social media lounge, we're going to be conducting an orientation. So it tells them what's hot every day. Here are the workshops going on the show floor. Here's what's going on in the demo areas, in the installation showcase. So it would be really helpful for somebody to come to that and really plan out their day to make sure they're making the most of all of the time that they have to spend at the show.
Okay. And you're continuing to have Victoria Redshaw come, who's going to be part of the Designer Day, as we mentioned, into the Trends Hub. And I think that's moved down to the downstairs floor, hasn't it?
Correct, yes. Victoria and Phil Pond, they both have a huge part in that, planning the education for that, planning the build-out, and really showcasing the trends for the upcoming years so attendees can see them. And they can also take tours all around the show floor. We call them trend tours. So they go around from different booths to booths and really look at the products that are coming out and different trends to take note of.
Another thing we've partnered with you on is you're having an emerging professionals social hour on Wednesday afternoon, right?
That's correct.
And I believe that's at 5:30. And we're tying in with that because we did the top 25 under 40, and we've invited all of those winners to come to that event. So that should be exciting.
Yes, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be at the Border Grill, like you said, on Wednesday afternoon, and it will be a sold-out event, so we definitely encourage anyone that wants to attend that, the emerging professionals, to register as soon as possible for this free event and make sure that they are there.
And like I say, it's just around the corner. I believe we take three breaths and we'll be there. When are you going to Vegas?
I leave on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And have you looked at the weather yet?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice.
Okay, so not below freezing, you don't think?
No. Nice. I think we'll all leave all that behind when we go to Vegas.
That's fantastic. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I've been talking to Amy Gilmore, who's the show director for Surfaces, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.